God bless you all. Tonight, I have titled my teaching, When the Impossible Becomes Possible. I would like to look at two words that are not found in the Believer's Dictionary. These are impossible and unbelievable. Impossible is the word people of faith have no respect for, because our faith is what makes everything that seems impossible possible. When we say it is impossible, we rule out God, because all things are possible to him that believes. We can't say that's unbelievable. Again, we rule out our identity as believers. God's word says all things are possible to them that what? Believe. We are believers, right? Therefore, we believe. So when we say it's unbelievable, it's not really true, because it was believed. And we need to give God the credit for it. Here's my definition of the word impossible. Incapable of being done, attained, or accomplished, or inescapable, no way out. Synonyms of impossible are hopeless, insolvable, unattainable, and unrealizable. What does possible mean? It means capable of being realized, being true without contradiction, viable, able to be done. If God is the God of the possible, then his word will always come to pass. We believe God's word is the final truth, and he will always fulfill his promises. The Bible is filled with people who faced impossible situations that became possible. Think about David slew the giant and cut off his head. He was just a young shepherd boy, but he took a stand with God. Moses and the children of Israel came to the Red Sea with Pharaoh and his army right on their heels. But then the Red Sea opened up for them to make their escape. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down to the image. And yet, not even the smell of smoke was on their clothes. God turned the impossible into possible. Daniel in the lion's den. Even the lion's mouth were closed. How about old couples getting pregnant? That's one of the most impossible things. And yet God made that possible to prove how good he is. You and I were dead in trespasses and sin and are made alive today. How could these impossible situations become possible? By faith in God, who makes all things possible. What about you? Have you faced any giant impossibilities that threaten you each day? Have you encountered the enemy ready to overtake you with no possibility of you escaping? Sometimes we have fear or regret. We hold on to things, not putting God first. We have mental or emotional stress. The battlefield is in our minds. But those are the things that when we put God to the test, he will rescue us. Our Lord Jesus Christ faced impossible situations when he was on this earth. But he too had no respect for the impossible, for defeat. It was not an option. By using his faith, he destroyed all the impossibilities. He taught his disciples about the impossible becoming possible and demonstrated to them in the Gospels with healings, casting out demons, turning water into wine, feeding the multitudes, and teaching on faith. His disciples, too, later had no respect for the impossible, and they, through faith, experienced impossibilities, becoming possible with speaking in tongues, healing, thousands of getting born again in a day, boldly speaking the word. Remember, after Christ died, they were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. But after the day of Pentecost, Peter had that bold speech. It turned the impossible, the fear, into God's will. Here are some of what Jesus told his disciples about the impossible. Luke chapter 18, verse 27, he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 10:27 says, and Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men, that's you and I, it is impossible, but with God, for with God all things are possible. And I'm going to give you a little English lesson here. If you take the I am off this word impossible, then you have what? Possible. This I am, we can say, stands for I'm, I apostrophe M, and this has to be removed because this is the key to making the impossible possible. Now I will show you what that means. Impossibilities can become possible only if we realize that I'm or I am or you, we have no way of making these possible on our own, and that only God Almighty makes impossibilities possible. This is major if we want to see the impossible. In the epistles, God uses but God. It's all about but God. It's not about us. We can't do this, but we heard in the manifestations how he can't change, that he loves us so dearly and we should never have a reason to fear to come to him. It's such a wonderful relationship that he's made, and he's taking care of us. Jesus shared so many times it was not about him. And in John 5:30, he says, "In my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will the Father has sent." We trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Yes, you've heard Proverbs 3:5-6 many times this last week. That trust is what believing is all about. It's action. We lean on, trust in. We are fully confident in the Lord. Jesus spoke to his disciples about having faith or believing. And I'd like to look at Matthew 17 if you want to turn to that. Before we do, I want to talk faith is not. Remember the little engine that could? This little engine was the only possible engine to carry a load up the mountain, and he had to convince himself that he could. So, fasting, I think I can, until he made it up the mountain. That is not what faith is. Faith does not grow in our ability. We don't need to convince ourselves it will come to pass or measure ourselves and or push ourselves into believing by works or things. It's not about us. It's about God and Christ in us. I can do Christ with strength. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Faith takes action, walking out on it, trying that it is the word and will of God, and judging God faithful. And faithful is what? Full of faith, fulfilling his word. But in Matthew 10:14-20, it says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I had brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he did out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. The disciples took this apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall mountain, hands to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The key, faith is a mustard seed. We know that's a very small seed, but it just takes that little bit of faith, that trust in God. Nothing is impossible with unto you. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has chosen for the foundation of the world. He knew who we were, and yet he chose us. He saw how much our best breed of his children. So we've been blessed past tense. We need to walk out. I heard or saw a recent term here. It's called faith is a currency of heaven. And I thought that was pretty cool. Now I use faith as a currency of heaven. It is accessibilities I hope for and is making them manifest in the earth. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now let faith go to work and make these possibilities manifest and manifested in the earth. The pressure is not on me, but I have now given faith the word to manifest them. Heavenly Father's got the possibilities you need already stored in heaven. All we need to do is grab hold of them with our faith. It's a supernatural intervention of a loving Heavenly Father who cares enough to make your impossibilities possible. Now, I do honestly have to speak of things that are impossible. Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. And his promises and vows are two things that cannot change. He is trustworthy. It is impossible that the Son of God should be controlled by death. It was possible for the grave could not keep him. He was raised from the dead. It is impossible for bulls and goats to take away sins. It is possible for only the blood of Jesus Christ to save us, to redeem us. It is impossible for God to leave you or forsake you. It is possible that our Heavenly Father chose his dwelling in us so he can always be with us. We are born of incorruptible seed, not a corruptible. We can never lose our relationship with him as his child. Looking at all the possible things our God and Father can and will do, we will see great increase in our own faith. God wants us to believe him, to take him at his word. What are some of the things that you desire that are possible with God? It is possible because I believe. We have eternal life. I'm God's beloved child. I'm a joint heir with Christ. It is possible because I believe. I have the Spirit of God and Christ in me. I can do the works that Jesus did and greater works. I can operate the manifestations of Holy Spirit. It is possible because I believe. It's because I'm a new creation in Christ. All things are passed away. It is possible because I believe. I am forgiven yesterday, today, and forever. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet because Jesus Christ healed me 2,000 years ago when he was obedient to the cross. It is possible because I believe. Do you get the pattern here? I have all my needs met. I am prosperous because God promises he will supply all my need and wants to bless me exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. This is possible because I believe. Let's acknowledge God when the possible comes to pass instead of saying it's unbelievable or that was impossible because God has laid out a life of victory. He has just more than conquerors in every situation. It's believable and possible because our Heavenly Father loves us. I encourage you to sit down with God and look at any impossibilities in your life. Make a list and place them before him, expecting by faith he will make possibilities out of them to his glory. We judge our Father faithful, full of faith, trust, love, and patience, and the God of all hope. Do you believe it? It is possible to you that believe. Amen?
Amen. Wow. Well, I guess our homework is to get a list of possibilities, huh?
Oh, things we need to do.
Yeah. That are possible because what God can do and work within our lives. Wonderful. Great sharing. You want to close with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your tremendous love for each one of us and that you just want us to lay those burdens before you and you take care of all those things that we find impossible and that you can make us so blessed. I thank you for us being able to love you and accept the love that you have for us. I thank you for this great victory in every aspect of our lives, and that we can carry that love and confidence to those around us. So I thank you this night for a sweet sleep for everyone, for health for all of us, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, and joy just bubbling inside. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.